This episode is brought to you by our free website startup from Church Media HQ. It seems that with many popular website platforms out there, you are paying them for the privilege to build your own website. There's very little, if any, service and support, and you're pretty much just on your own. At Church Media HQ, our team does all the heavy lifting by setting up and providing ongoing support for your church's website. And of course, there's no risk to you because we actually start the design of your website for free. There's no credit card required, and you only pay if you like what you see. So get our team started on your new website for free today at churchmediahq.com/web. That's churchmediahq.com/web. Well, today's guest is Dean Heasley of Burrow Business Labs right here in my hometown of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Dean has taught me a lot about websites, web presence in general, things like SEO, local Google business listings, social media, email marketing, and we talk about a lot of that in our conversation. Dean is really an expert, a master of his craft, if you will. And so I know that you are going to be greatly helped by my conversation with Dean. So let's get right to it. My name is Luke Clayton. I'm your host. Thanks for being with us, and welcome to Church Media HQ.
You know, Google's charging them crazy money for ridiculous searches that have no bearing on their business.
And again, I don't do a lot with either of these, but I've heard that Facebook is the same.
Yes.
That you've got to monitor those ads, basically. You can't just let them run. Because they will. They'll let you put them on autopilot.
Sure.
But again, they're just gladly taking your money.
Right.
They didn't get to where they were for being super generous. Now, something I do know, to maybe counter that a little bit, is I do know that Google has some type of grant that they offer to nonprofits.
To nonprofits, yes. They do have a grant. I don't know exactly how it works, but I would imagine that it's a dollar-for-dollar grant, like you spend $500 and we'll give you $500. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine they just give you money.
Yeah, I honestly don't know. I've heard somebody actually was talking about it recently. It's actually on a recent episode, but I don't remember us talking about it. But his church had used it. And anyways, but I mean, so they do that for nonprofits if you're a church.
Yeah.
You can take advantage of that. And I want to say he said there was a level of it that was free. That was hey, here's a however much credit you get. And I don't know if it was a monthly credit or a one-time credit or what. But either way, I'd say it's worth looking into. But
yes,
the problem is that you don't, even though it's free ads, it doesn't guarantee results. And so what I would say to a church is, okay, if you're out there and you want to take advantage of that and you want to actually make that meaningful, because, hey, I mean, ads are, they're not cheap. The actual ad, the cost for the ads themselves.
Right.
Well, then you definitely want to like look into getting somebody who knows what they're doing to make the best use of, you know, that credit in this case.
Exactly. And that's just being a good steward of your money, is making sure that you're not spending it on silly stuff. Mm-hmm. And Google will absolutely allow you to spend your money on silly stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this, and you're talking about your company specifically, you just focus on Google ads. You're not doing Facebook or anything.
We're not doing Facebook ads yet. We're thinking about, we're making the decision of whether or not to train somebody on Facebook ads, but it is so very complicated.
Yeah.
And I just don't know that it's a road we want to go down right now.
Yeah.
So maybe at some point.
We were talking about this earlier, but again, I think it's before we were recording. What would be the difference in, like, here's why I would use Google over Facebook or Facebook over Google?
So Google is going to be at the very, very top of the funnel. So when somebody is searching for something that they want now, Google Ads is going to be the place to be. Mm-hmm. Facebook Ads is better for a business or an industry that's more of a luxury item, where you're building that desire or you're building that brand recognition over a long period of time. Mm-hmm. So for example, I am a silent partner in a window coverings business, and we do fairly well on Google, but we also do fairly well on Facebook, because most people don't have like a window coverings emergency. Mm-hmm. So we build that desire for, roller shades or, shutters or whatever it's going to be on Facebook. And then eventually somebody will convert. Whereas if somebody searches for, window blinds now or window blinds near me, they're looking for that like right now. Maybe they bought a new house and they realize they look out their window and there's no coverings and they can see in their neighbor's window. And, mm-hmm. So really depending on the urgency of the need is where I would put Google or Facebook.
Gotcha. Okay. Because it would seem, and correct me if I'm wrong, that churches could benefit from both, but I can see how they would Google or benefit from the Google ads because, like we said, people are Googling churches near me.
Yes.
Like they want to know, they want to find a church in their area because it is almost like an immediate need.
Yes.
Some people, yeah, they might take their time to research something, but if they decide, we should go to church this Sunday, church is near me. Oh yeah, boom, we're going to go to that one. So I would say Google ads definitely something worth looking into and could be a good investment.
Yes, absolutely. For churches, for sure.
Yeah. So that's paid ads.
Yes.
And then this is the final step, right?
It's the final step. It's number seven, SEO, search engine optimization. And the reason that we put this last is because by its very nature, it's a long play. Mm-hmm. So I'm reading SEO book right now, and the guy puts it very articulately and succinctly. And he says, you could pay me $5 million today, and I could not get you to the number one search result on Google today. That is not how it works. Google takes snapshots of the internet on a regular basis, and the way that they do ranking is by gauging your improvement digitally over a long period of time. So it's like, it would be like going to the gym and saying, all right, Mr. Trainer, here's $5 million. I want abs, which for me would be an impossibility.
Right here, same thing.
It doesn't work that way. It's consistent effort over a long period of time. And as long as you're showing consistency to Google and authority, then you should be trending in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Now, depending on your industry, depending on the competitiveness of your geography, that will determine how much effort you have to put into SEO. So like for Borough Business Lab, all of our packages are $2.99 a month. For SEO, we have something called SEO Plus. And that's like, if you're an insurance agent and you're in Nashville and you wanna rank, $2.99 is not gonna do it. Mm. You are wasting your money. Mm. It's gonna be a $2,000 or $3,000 a month endeavor to rank well for those generic search terms in your geography because it's so competitive. Cool. So the SEO package that we have really makes sure that your website is up to date, it's technically sound, it's loading fast, it's secure, because all of those are ranking factors. Mm-hmm. Like all of that.
And is mobile compatibility one now too?
Yes. Okay. I kind of assume that it's going to be mobile.
Yeah. I mean, what web platform isn't mobile compatible now.
Right, yeah. Right. There are some.
I just remember, and I think it's been a few years ago, that's something that Google made a change in their algorithm.
Yes.
They said, hey, now it has to be mobile compatible to be ranked well or whatever.
Yes. And
churches, by the way, are one of the ones that are guilty of not having mobile compatible.
Yes. So. Right. They still have like the Flash plugin,
yeah.
Apple uses that anymore.
Yeah.
Where were we? My train just derailed.
I derailed you there. We were talking about what you do, the factors
that determine SEO, and I interjected mobile compatibility.
So the technical factors are ranking factor, and they're becoming more important as a ranking factor because everyone's searching from their phone. And so your website has to use smaller amounts of data to load quickly on your phone. Otherwise, you're going to bounce to the next website. Mm-hmm. And then Google thinks, oh, they searched for this. They went there. They left after 3 seconds. They obviously didn't find what they were looking for that keyword. Mm. So now you're down.
Yeah.
They're going to degrade you. So all of those technical stuff, we manage all of that for our clients. We do the hosting. But also we create content on a monthly basis, which is relevant keyword optimized content that's good for Google and it's good for people. Mm. And so we make sure that all of that is added to the website and optimized as well. So that's what we do, which once again, a lot of what we do is foundational stuff. If you are an insurance agent and you, let's talk about realtors. I turn realtors down who start talking about SEO because there's literally 10 multi-billion dollar companies that we can't compete.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
cannot compete with yeah. that. We can compete in some niche markets. Like one of our realtors, by using reviews and online directories, he got $1 million listing.
Wow.
Somebody from California was looking to buy here and they searched for homes in his geography, and he showed up and he had great reviews, and they were like, well, we want to work with you.
Yeah.
But that was not SEO. They didn't go to his, they didn't find his website. They found his map information. Hmm. And then they looked at the reviews from there. So, you know, depending on the competitiveness of your area and your industry, then SEO is something you have to do. But is it a foundational thing, or is it something that you want to get a positive return on investment for?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so that's what we, you know, that's one of the things that we coach our clients on is, you know, are you looking to get a return on investment from this, or is this just something that you have to do to be viable digitally?
Gotcha.
So that's kind of where we are with the SEO stuff.
Yeah. So you talked about, you know, your company creates content. And is that like blog content mainly?
Usually it's blog content. Sometimes if it's a larger business, we'll do service area pages. Like we'll write about projects that they've done in a specific neighborhood
mm-hmm.
or in a specific city. So like if there's a roofer that covers, you know, 12 different cities, you know, Manchester and Woodbury and Tullahoma and Winchester, we'll write a page for each of those cities about projects that he's done in those cities.
Gotcha.
So depending on what the goal is for the business, that will determine what type of content that we're going to write.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Yeah. So now SEO, let's say a church, a business, or organization of any kind, I mean, this is number 7 on the list.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say they weren't actively, you know, being cautious about SEO because, yeah, I mean, fortunately, if you're using, you know, for example, WordPress or Squarespace or Wix or one of these platforms, site builders, they're going to load fast, you know, but by and large. And they have a lot of this technical stuff built in, you mm-hmm. know. So if a church was like, or like a business or anybody was just kind of like put that on autopilot, I mean, how safe are they, if you will? Like, I mean, how much attention should they pay to this, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Sure. So once again, it depends on the goal of the business mm-hmm. or the church. It, you know, if their goal is not to rank number one for the keyword Baptist Church in Murfreesboro, then I think they're safe to put it on autopilot to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
And you know this because you build websites for people. That website is a living organism.
Mm-hmm.
There's 10 or 12 different pieces of software, and they all get updated randomly, and you got to make sure that they're playing nicely with each other. And so there's a lot that goes on to the background of it that ultimately could affect SEO.
Mm-hmm.
So you can to a certain extent. But because this is an ecosystem, some attention should be paid to it on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's fairly minimal, like just making sure that your SSL certificate is active.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a lot of places don't do that. And then you mm-hmm. look at the website and they've got the little red danger sign and mm-hmm. then, you know, people get scared.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, once again, it depends on your goals. You know, if you want to be number one, you got to put some effort into it.
Yeah.
If you're cool working on other marketing campaigns that are not focused so heavily on SEO, then focus on those and just make sure your website's, you know, healthy.
Because what, you know, like I said, you've kind of got these listed as priorities. Mm-hmm. And they do build on each other.
Yes.
But it also ensures, going back to kind of what we're talking about there on the social media email list, it ensures that you have a level of diversity, if you will, in your marketing efforts.
Yes.
Like, hey, we're not just putting all of our effort on social media or one platform. we are, you know, we got the, we start with the Google listing, and now we've got our website, and now we've got our social media presence, email list, and so on and so forth.
Right.
And that way, if something happens for whatever reason, like you said, a scandal breaks out at the church, God forbid, and now, you know, your reviews aren't playing very well for you.
Sure.
Well, you've at least got these other six areas. Well, I mean, that's probably going to be a hit, but at least you've got these other six areas that you're doing something in.
Yes.
And I think that's, you know, just in general, a good mindset to keep. Again, it's just to be diversified. Don't put everything, you know, all your effort into one channel, you know, one outlet. Or I mean, even like, for example, with this podcast, I mean, we have this podcast is distributed on, you know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you know, all the different platforms. And then we also put a version on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram or IGTV or whatever, so that we have it everywhere. That way, if something happens and, you know, I mean, extreme YouTube goes down for a day, which doesn't happen much anymore, but right. I mean, it has happened.
Yes.
You know, hey, at least you can go to another place or for some reason, like there was something a few months back where Apple's podcast did break, like a lot of people's podcast feeds broke. Well, at least you could find it somewhere else.
Right.
And I think the same idea applies here. Like, even if something goes wrong in one area, the likeliness of it, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the likeliness of like every area or multiple areas going wrong at once is pretty low.
It's very low. Yes.
But at least if something goes wrong here, you've got it taken care of in the other six places.
Yeah. And it is like any asset that you have, whether it's your physical asset of your body, or whether it's your investment assets, you have to diversify them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if I were going to work out and I only did curls, I would look stupid. I would have this big bicep and be small everywhere else.
Yeah.
So you have to diversify and make sure that the whole system is healthy, not just one little piece of it. Yeah. And so, like, one of my scariest things to hear is somebody who's saying, well, we're on Facebook and that's it. Well, no, that's not healthy. Mm-hmm. That's bad. You know, just like if all of your 401k is an Enron, you might be a little young to remember.
No, I remember. I know enough to know Enron is not good.
No, Enron is bad. Yes. If all of your 401k is an Enron, you'll lose.
Yeah.
So diversify. And that's what we do, is we build a strong digital foundation for our clients.
Yeah. I mean, I know somebody, in this business. And actually, I was talking to you about, I personally had this experience a little bit, you know, to some extent, things are about who you know. You have an organic network of people you already know. And so for me, like, hey, I was kind of telling you, like, I kind of hit my lid on that network, you know, everybody who knew me and knew what I did, they kind of got word and they either made the decision if they were going to do business with me or not. But I'm thinking of one person I know in particular, who I've tried to talk to him about some of this. He's got a similar business that I do. And, you know, I've tried to say, hey, you might want to think, because, you know, he'll just do Instagram. And he's like, well, you know, I'm cool at Instagram. And I've got, you know, he's talked about how he's got, you know, oh, I got contacts from this source and whatever. And, you know, it's like, hey, man, one day that's going to run dry.
Yeah.
And I think I have even seen churches do that to some extent, because, you know, well, hey, I'm starting a church and, you know, I know this guy and whatever. And to some extent, there is that personal connection network that needs to continue to expand. Mm-hmm. But again, this digital is part of it. You know, you're going to be able to convert people from being digital only to actually being now part of your physical community.
Right. Yes. And, you know, it's like anything. You have to tend to your field. We'll use a church reference of harvest. You got to have multiple different plants. Mm-hmm. You got to have multiple different fields. You have to make sure it's diversified. And you can make some money, or you can grow your church if you're just on one platform, but it's not stable and it's not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure you diversify all your stuff is super, super important.
Yeah.
Well,
this has been really helpful. I've enjoyed it. I'm just like learning here. I'm like, oh yeah, I need to do that. This is good. Any closing final thoughts or anything we need to?
Closing thoughts are, you know, to your audience, you're in good hands with Luke. I've known you for a long time, and you've been doing this more than 5 years now, right?
Yeah. Just actually technically 5 years this month.
Yeah. So, I mean, 5 years is kind of that break point of you know, are you just trying this or are you in this for the long haul? And you're in this for the long haul. So congratulations on that. And, you know, I know that you take care of your clients and you look after their needs. In fact, I was thinking about this on the way over. I'm technically a client of yours.
Oh, that's right.
I am. Yeah. Yes. I still got one Divi license.
That's right. I sub-licensed that too. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I'm totally proud about that. Yeah.
Right. And you're doing that the right way. Like there's a lot of people can do that in a shady way and you're doing it the right way. Mm. So, you know, I would just say, you know, you're in good hands with Luke. And if you want to find out more about me or my business, it's borobusinesslab.com. That's BORO businesslab.com. And we're, you know, there's three of us and we're trying to help people.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I'm for sure going to add links to the show notes so everybody can, you know where to find these resources, learn more about you. Appreciate the kind words there. And I'm just glad to have people like you in my network because I will get, you know, like I said, a lot of what I know about SEO is from you. A meeting we had years ago where you kind of walked me through the basics. I was like, oh yeah, that's how that, I mean, I'm not an expert by any means, but I at least understand the foundational principles, right. You know, which is helpful when you're making websites and stuff. So it's great to have guys like you in my network so I can be like, hey, you know, I got a question here or whatever. And it's been good. So thanks for being with us.
Cool. Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that conversation as much as I did and that it gave you some insight to help your church reach your community in the weeks and months ahead. Thanks for joining us for this episode. And remember, you can subscribe on YouTube and wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also check out the episode's description to learn more about featured resources and services from Church Media HQ. You can also learn more about the show's guests and content contributors. And if you do find this content helpful, then please take a moment to leave us a 5-star review and share this episode with other church leaders like you. Also, keep in mind, Church Media HQ is so much more than our weekly episodes. You can actually access creative resources such as weekly graphics, custom design requests, website setup, creative coaching, and a whole lot more. All of this is free, and you can sign up and get started for free, no cost to you, at churchmediahq.com. Well, until next time, I want to remind you, try something new, because it's so much better to fail at trying the incredible than it is to succeed at doing just the average. I'll see you next time right here on Church Media HQ.